This is London's famed open-air marketplace near the center of the city. Here, people from all over the country bring their fresh produce and live animals to be sold. And here...
Lady, will you listen to me? I'm not one of your gooses.
Geese.
Geese, may I confide in you?
Go ahead.
You see, I am known as the wonderful white-winged warrior Chicken Man.
Chicken Man?
That's right.
Do you think I don't know a chicken from a goose?
But this isn't even a goose suit.
Is it a chicken suit?
No, it's not.
If it's not a chicken suit and it's not a goose suit, what is it?
It's an ostrich suit.
An ostrich suit, is it?
Yes.
So you say you're a chicken, but you're dressed like an ostrich. Is that what you say?
Right. So what do you say?
You look like a goose.
All right. I'll unzip the suit and you can see for yourself. There. Now what do you say?
No, you're not a goose.
See?
You're a jackass. What are you wearing your night clothes for?
These are my official Chicken Man PJs. See the slogan emblazoned across the seal? Poultrus et pax agis plumibus.
And what's that mean?
Where a chicken be, there be peace.
What a touching thought.
Thank you. Now I must be on my way.
Sure you must.
However, if you should see a Chinese gentleman in a chicken suit, would you please call this number and say these words?
See the pretty butterfly flutter by.
You see, that Chinese gentleman in the chicken suit is actually an agent of a worldwide wicked web. And by your giving this message, you'll help save England from a fate worse than death. Do you understand?
See the pretty butterfly flutter by.
Right. And then tell that person where you've spotted the Chinaman in the chicken suit, okay?
See the pretty butterfly.
Remember, in the words of a late great statesman, this could be England's finest hour. Until we meet again, farewell, beautiful lady of the gooses.
Geese.
Bye.
Say, Gladys, who was that bloke?
I'm not sure, love. But he left without giving me his name, and I wanted to thank him.
Wow. Will Miss Helfinger affect a Tonto costume? Will Chicken Man camp outside of town, hand-loading phony bullets, yelling unto the night, "So ho, silver away!"